Good afternoon. 11 days have now passed since two-year-old Julian Raseo fell down a 110-metre borehole near Malaga. Rescuers continue to work relentlessly to reach the toddler and in the early hours of this morning finished work to shore up a 60-metre-deep vertical tunnel parallel to the borehole where Julian is thought to be trapped. Another 12 metres of tubing were added this morning ahead of specialist miners travelling down the tunnel in a metal capsule to begin excavating by hand a 4-metre gallery to connect to the borehole, considered the most dangerous part of the operation. Barcelona taxi drivers have decided to end the strike they began last Friday to protest against what they view as unfair competition from online ride-sharing services such as Uber and Cabify. In a vote held last night, a majority decided to accept a new decree by the Catalan government setting out stricter regulations for VTC or vehicle-for-hire licences, which ride-hailing apps in Spain use to operate. Under the proposed terms, users of ride-sharing services will have to book their vehicle at least 15 minutes in advance. Meanwhile, in Madrid, the open-ended strike that began on Monday continues. A group of around 30 taxi drivers briefly blocked the M40 beltway this morning near the convention centre, which is hosting a major tourism fair. Authorities in Madrid are trying to come up with a similar decree to the one developed by the Catalan government, but conflicting viewpoints between city officials and their regional counterparts have been preventing progress. Amnesty International has applied to the Spanish courts for permission to observe the upcoming trial of 12 Catalan pro-independence politicians and activists. A total of 12 people, nine of whom are in pre-trial detention, will be tried on charges including rebellion, misuse of funds and disobedience in connection with their role in the Catalan independence referendum in October 2017. A senior MP from Scotland's SNP last night told a public meeting that members of his party's Westminster group may also apply to attend the trial as international observers. And Spain's government is on the fence over whether or not to officially recognise Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela after his surprise coup knocked Nicolas Maduro from power, with Foreign Affairs Minister Josep Borrell saying his cabinet is reluctant to take impulsive decisions. Mr. Borrell says Spain will wait to see what the European Union's verdict is before making an official statement in the interests of unity across the continent. Foreign ministers from the EU28 are set for an urgent meeting today to evaluate the situation. Mr. Borrell said that at present his government's main concern was the situation for the Spanish nationals who live in the country. In the hours that followed news of the coup, US President Donald Trump announced that his government officially recognized Guaido as interim president of Venezuela in place of Nicolas Maduro. Juan Guaido declared himself interim president during mass protests in the Venezuelan capital Caracas against Nicolas Maduro's regime, demonstrations during which 13 people were killed. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.